In Karate Kid Part 2, Mr. Miyagi goes home to Okinawa to visit his father, who is very sick. And last minute before he gets on the flight, Daniel LaRusso joins him. And the big question is, what would have happened if Daniel hadn't shown up at that last possible moment? Hope you enjoy. What's up, this is Boy. What's up, this is Ben Jenfe. Hope you're having a smashing day. If this is your first time to the channel, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss my upcoming videos. And for the rest of you, thank you for joining me once again. So, today we're going to talk about, it's sort of like a what if kind of a situation. Like, what would have happened if Daniel hadn't shown up at the airport and gone to Okinawa with Mr. Miyagi? Now, I got this interesting question from the comment section below. Like, I love these things. Guys, just keep on sending me these things. I just love it that you are helping me to build this channel. It's just wonderful. Like, half of my video ideas, they come from you guys. So thank you, and just keep them coming. So I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's an interesting question, I think. And I think it would have been a very sad kind of a movie if it was just Mr. Miyagi, first of all, in Okinawa. And I also think that there would have been a very, very different ending than it actually was. Because the thing is, the big, huge catalyst, it's actually two things. One is the fact that Mr. Miyagi was in grief. Like, he was really, really sad. And had he not had his, well, let's face it, his best friend there, I don't think he would have gotten over the passing of his father as quickly or as efficiently, or I don't know how to put it. But, you know, I basically think that Daniel was very essential to Mr. Miyagi's well-being during this period. And I think it would have clouded his judgment. We have hardly seen Mr. Miyagi really lose it, except in Karate Kid Part 1, where he starts to drink. And I'm just wondering if that would have happened again. Like, let's face it, in Karate Kid Part 1, like, Mr. Miyagi seemed to be a very lonely kind of a guy until he met Daniel, and he was obviously drinking. And then we never see him drink again, like, ever. So my guess is that he would have gone into the bottle if Daniel had not been there, and it would have clouded his judgment. Who knows, he probably would have picked the fight with Sato or something. Maybe a little unlikely, but it's possible. But I think that the second most important catalyst of the whole thing is that the night of the storm, I think that the fight still would have taken place, like, either way, but the storm would have been there, obviously. I don't think Daniel would have changed the idea of the storm. But so they're hiding, like, in the shelter, you know, and the storm is happening, and the little girl climbs up, and Sato says to you know, his nephew, go and save her. And he doesn't, you know, he's a coward. I'm sorry, guys, but Chosen is kind of a coward, or he just doesn't care about that little girl, I don't know. But the point is, Daniel does save the girl, and this changes Sato's opinion about everything. Like, that's the huge catalyst. Like, essentially, Daniel is a very, very important part of Karate Kid Part 2. Super important. And the whole thing, if, like, had he not been there, I think the fight would have taken place, like, the next day or something. And you know, I do have a theory what would have happened if Miyagi fought Sato. I made a video about that. I think it would have been a draw, because Miyagi would have probably... he probably would have won, but that is if he was in a clear state of mind. And in this situation, him going alone to Okinawa, you know, maybe starting to drink, maybe being bullied a bit more. I mean, you have to kind of consider that because Daniel was there, he was sort of forced into the decision of fighting. So I think it would have been a very sad movie, first of all. But I think that essentially it is very likely that Mr. Miyagi would have lost that fight and he would not have returned to Daniel, which would be ultimately very, very sad. So it's not a very cool what if situation to discuss, because I don't think it would have been a good situation if that had happened. But it was a popular request, and you know, just keep them coming. I think it's super interesting. Like, what ifs, these are super interesting to talk about. But am I missing a detail in the story here? Maybe I missed something. Let me know in the comment section below what you think would have happened if Daniel had not shown up on that flight to Okinawa. Catch you later. Take care.
Okay, that was it. Hope you enjoyed this video. And if you did, see that like button, smash it. And I got some freakishly awesome videos coming up. Better subscribe so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.